Yeah. See, now there's some doubt. Is it possible to practice these meditations? I told you already, you need not practice these meditations. These meditations we are teaching only for, just for understanding how, what the Vedic meditations are. And Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam, you know, the four, these Samhitas, the combinations of letters of the Veda mantras are taken as Alambanams, means you are meditating upon the Purva Rupam, you are meditating upon the Uttara Rupam, but what it stands for is something big. Like when you worship Ganapati, this small Ganapati, you nowadays Ganapati means a big belly, but the it can be small, tiniest Ganapati also we have. You know, we have Ganapati, such a small tiny Ganapati, this big Ganapati, in temples big huge Ganapatis, we have different Ganapatis. But whatever is, however small or big the form is, it is a symbol which stands for the whole, Ishvara, the whole. You are not really bowing to the whole. Actually, you are not really, you can't bow to the whole, because the whole is including you. Isn't it? Similarly, here also this Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam, you have. Because only sounds, no? And then you visualize the things connected to the family life, things connected to the Grihastha Brahmacharya Ashrama life, Ashrama, and things associated with all the lokas. Whole cosmos is visualized upon the four. This is a group meditation, isn't it? And the one upasanam consisting of five branches. In each branch, the alambanams are the same, the objects invoked upon are different. Is it clear now? Okay. Now we have to see the last one, upasanam, and you'll be very happy to move on to the next one, because the mantra is something which is known to you later on. Not now. So last one. Atha adhyatmam. Thereafter, we proceeded to the meditation upon the meditation pertaining to the self. Self here means what? Here the word atma means body, physical body, physical form. So, atha adhyatmam means, adhyatmam means what? Adhi shariram, adhi deha upasana, adhyatma samhitopasana means, adhyatma samhitopasanam means, adhi deha samhitopasanam. Adhi deha samhitopasanam. Adhi sharira samhitopasanam is what? Adhyatma samhitopasanam. And here what are the objects taken here? Not the whole body. Adharahanav purvaropam. Adharahanav purvaropam. Uttarahanuruttararupam.
Uttarahanuruttararupam.
Vaksandhihi.
Vaksandhihi.
Jihvasandhanam.
Jihvasandhanam.
Ityadhyatmam.
Ityadhyatmam.
With that, the upasanam ends. See, now we have entered into what? Sixth Anuvaka. Isn't it? Sixth Anuvaka we have gone to. But same topic we are doing. See, Ahanuhu. Hanuhu means chin. The chin is called Hanuhu. You know who is called Hanuman? One who has Hanuhu is what? Vishesha Hanu is Hanuman. If a woman has his Hanumati, really, if somebody has They had to say what? Hanumati. One who has Visishta Hanuhu. Yes, yeah. One who has something special, no? Prominent Hanu. Chin is what? Hanuman, like Buddhiman, Hanuman. Chinman, okay? Hanumati. That's the meaning of Hanuman. Hanuman, Hanumati. But here, and Hanuhu means chin, but Adhara Hanuhu means lower jaw. Lower jaw is called what? Adhara Hanuhu. What is the object of meditation? Adhara Hanuhu, lower jaw. And this is meditated upon what? Purva Rupam. Thereafter, Uttara Hanurut. Uttararupam, Uttarahanuruttararupam. Uttarahanuhu means the upper jaw which is meditated upon. Uttararupam, the following form, isn't it? You meditate, invoke the lower jaw upon the Purvarupam, you invoke the upper jaw upon the following rupam, uttara rupam. Is it clear? Uttara hanuhu is upper jaw, which is invoked upon the uttara rupam. So, uttara, uttara, two uttara comes, so don't get confused. Uttara rupam is what? Following form. Uttara hanuhu means what? Upper jaw. Upper jaw is invoked upon what? Meditated upon? Uttara Rupam. Then, what is that in between, okay, upper jaw and lower jaw? They are there. And what is that which bring them together? You know, suppose if you remain like this, no problem. But what is that which is moved here and there? Upper jaw is moved or the lower jaw is moved? What is involved in movement? Upper jaw doesn't move. You know that? The lower jaw alone has to be done. Only then the speech is possible. Without opening the mouth, without bringing the lower jaw, without having the movement on the part of lower jaw, speech is not possible. Try. Therefore, understand, so this upper jaw and lower jaw are there. Lower jaw alone moves, upper jaw never moves, thank God. It moves means what will happen? We go like this. The sounds won't be proper. So upper jaw should be stable and firm. Lower jaw alone moves, that is why it opens and then it comes together. Opens, comes together. Opens, comes together. That is how the sound comes out. You know that? The speech comes out. Therefore, what is it in between which comes through this? Is it? Which brings the upper jaw and lower jaw together is what? Walk, speech. Your speech, walk is the object which is to be meditated upon sandhihi. Adharahanu purvaropam, uttarahanu ruttararopam, vak sandhihi. Then, what is that which plays an important role in making this speech, you know, possible, sounds possible? That something which is there in between, moving, isn't it? Very carefully it has to move. It should not get caught. No, the hard, very firm teeth are there, jaws are there here, and soft tongue dances in between, isn't it? Therefore, jihva sandhanam. The tongue has to move here and there, for all the possible sounds to come out. Sometimes if you're a little careless, it gets bitten also. Isn't it? You must have experienced, all of us must have experienced. The jihva the tongue, the soft part, the tongue has to be invoked upon sandhanam. Is it clear now? Have you ever thought about it? Uttara rupam, no? Purva rupam, uttarahanuhu, adharahanuhu, uttarahanuhu, vak sandhihi, jihva sandhanam. See, if these two jaws do not come together, no speech is possible. If they remain together also, no speech is possible. They had to be, go, only then speech is possible. They had to move. They had to be separated, they had to come together. Separated, come together. Separated, come together. Only then speech is possible. If they're kept together, no speech is possible. They're kept away, no speech is possible. They should be brought together, separated. Brought together, separated. Then speech is possible. Therefore, what is to be meditated upon sandhihi? The separated jaws are brought together for speaking, for the speech to come out. Again, the jaws which are brought together, separated for, again, speaking. Therefore, speech is the sandhanam. Sorry, sandhihi. And even the jaws are brought together, what plays an important role in between, remaining in between, between upper jaw and the lower jaw, what is there in between is jihva, which is to be meditated upon sandhanam. Jihva sandhanam, jihva sandhanam, ityadhyatmam, ityadhyatmam. So thus ends here the meditation upon these parts connected to physical form. Uttarahanuhu, adharahanuhu, jihva are associated with what? Physical form. Therefore it is called what? Adhyatma samhita upasanam. Itima mahasagamhitaha, itima mahasagamhitaha. So iti imaha mahasagamhitaha. These are said to be great samhitas. Why these are said to be great samhitas? These Vedic conjunctions, these Vedic combination of letters are known as Mahasamhitaha. This meditation also is said to be what? Mahasamhita Upasanam. Why? Because this combination of letters are taken from the Veda and they are used as symbols for meditating upon Ishvara the Great. We are called Mahasamhitaha. Is it clear? Mahasamhitaha. Then, what is the one who understands these meditations, one who practices this meditation, what will be the benefit of this? Even understanding this meditation has some benefit, so we also have some benefit. What is the phalam? No? Avagamana phalam, abhyasa phalam. If you understand this meditation also, you reap a fruit. That is a benefit. That's a phalam. And if you practice this meditation also, it will be fruit, benefit. So what is the benefit? That we will see in the next class. Is it okay? We'll see, because something I had to tell. And afterwards, we'll be very happy. Next class, once you finish, yes, Chandasam, you've been chanting for a long time. Now you must be wondering, where have you been chanting this mantra from? Do you know this mantra is from Taittiriya Upanishad? It's a beautiful prayer mantra. So after Upasanam ends, the next discipline that is taught here is what? Japaha. See, first is Upasanam is a sadhana, ends with what? Sixth the sixth anuvakaha, with the sixth anuvakaha, the sixth paragraph, the upasanam as a discipline is discussed in that. Then upasana phalam also is discussed. See, the five branched meditation, one meditation consisting of five branches, wherein four alambanams are taken and five different objects of five different fields are meditated upon those four alambanams. And we also have meditation palam also going to see next class, not now. And thereafter comes the next sadhana, next discipline. Upasana is the first discipline discussed here. The second discipline discussed here is japaha. And which is a, upasana means a manasam karma, and japaha is what? Vachikam karma, oral activity, a verbal action. And we also, we are going to see the same anuvaka, we are going to see kaikam karma also as a discipline, which is a performance of a ritual. Are we going to perform rituals? No. But we are going to understand the performance of a ritual. Okay? So, performance of ritual is prescribed as a physical discipline, and japaha is prescribed as a verbal discipline, and upasanam is discussed here as a mental discipline. Is it okay? We'll see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti.